This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore humanity. Hi, this is Tony Tolato, and welcome to Byte here on the SFT Podcast Network.
And so parenting in an apocalypse, it's not the same way that we would do it, you know.
You know how it works. Interviews are usually 2 to 4 minutes long, but sometimes they can be a little longer.
Tony, when you live long enough, all kinds of strange things happen.
You're very right in saying that the Greek heroes were the original superheroes.
In part because of the hopeful nature of Gene's vision, but also because of its message of diversity and inclusion.
Welcome again, Jennifer Reeder, who is a writer and director. And Jennifer, you've been pretty busy since the last time we talked, and it's a good thing. And now you have 2 movies out on Shudder, one as a writer and one as a director. So let's talk about the, first of all, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm really well. I'm well. Thanks for asking. And I hope that you are well, too. It's been a very interesting couple of years since we spoke last for the entire world. But, you know, myself and my my immediate sort of friends and family have stayed safe and well, which is a lot. That means that's very meaningful.
There is more Sci-Fi Talk, so stay tuned.
2019 was my last in-person Tribeca, and I've been covering and talking to people that are virtually, you know, last year and this year as well. And I talked to a promising director this morning. She's a young lady that has a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the project that you wrote. And that was actually one of the episodes for VHS 94, which has a very nice retro feel. So were you approached to do that? How did that work out for you?
Right. So it was in the spring of kind of early spring of 2020. And I was contacted by Josh Goldblum and Brad Miska, who were the producers for VHS 94, along with actually David Bruckner. Obviously Brad and David have been part of that since the beginning, Brad, at least. Anyway, David Bruckner was supposed to direct The Wraparound, which is what I ended up directing, but he got called off to do the new iteration of Hellraiser. So they started looking around for, for a replacement for him. And and Josh and Brad approached me and, you know, said that the Wraparound needed a director and that I was certainly, you know, welcome to use, parts of there were at least 2 iterations of a script that existed prior, but that I could, that I could rewrite it that I could recast it. Although, you know, I just used the cast that had been in place. So I really ended up jumping on the VHS 94 train after that train had left the station. In fact, Ryan had already shot Terror. Chloe had already shot Ratma. I think Simon had already shot his section also. And I think that it was just the rap that hadn't been shot. And then Timo hadn't shot his section either. So, it was interesting to not only come to an anthology that already has, 3 other versions prior. There's 3 other VHSs prior, but then to also come to this part, to come to VHS 94 in particular, where, you know, the other directors had been in place for a couple of years already. I think that, you know, like literally over, you know, since like 2018 or even prior to that. So it was curious. And then to sort of inherit a subtle kind of framework that just had to do with a SWAT team invading a kind of mysterious, you know, warehouse. That was the most basic kind of prompt. And then to inherit, a cast was also pretty interesting. But, you know, at that point in 2020, I take that back. It was 2021. Of course, in spring of 2020, we all know what in the early spring of 2020, yeah. The whole world broke down. So yeah, this was in early spring of 2021. And because 2020, obviously, for so many of us, you know, was just a year where, creativity didn't come to a halt, but kind of productivity came to a halt. And I was really eager to do something. And I wanted to rise to the challenge of hurling myself into this, the VHS world that already had its, some super fans, and also to an anthology alongside directors whose work I really love. So it felt like it felt like a kind of a win-win and a real no-brainer to say, yes, count me in.
Excuse me. And the next film that you have on Shudder is just this year is Night's End, and great cast too. Michael Shannon, not a shabby actor. and then of course from Knives and Skin, Kate Harington again.
Exactly.
So this was different because you like to kind of write your own stuff and direct it. So this was already a script and you just came in. So it must have been pretty good for you to kind of not want to write it yourself.
Well, with that one, what was interesting was, so that in the late summer, maybe very early fall of 2020, my friend Brett Nevue, who is a playwright based here in Chicago, he's the ensemble playwright for the Red Orchid Theater, which was co-founded by Michael Shannon.
Oh, there you go.
And Larry Grimm, who plays our Colin and Demon in Night's End.
Yes.
So Brett had, Brett and I had been, kind of exchanging conversations for the past few years, trying to find something to work on together. So he had this script that he sent me that, I liked the humor in it. I liked the characters. I liked the sort of gigantic, ending. And I said to him that I thought this could be a project that we could shoot pretty quickly and pretty economically and under indie super low budget COVID protocols, because we could probably we could shoot it in one location, we could shoot it with each actor sort of in isolation and over not, an extended period of time with probably a small crew. And actually at the very beginning, when I read it, I just thought like, gosh, I'm so desperate to make something, we should just like shoot this on our phones with our friends. I was like, I'm just going to call all my Steppenwolf friends and we're just going to shoot it over a couple of weekends. I really was sort of returning to my super DIY roots because I just wanted to make something. And I thought it was a pretty interesting script. Anyway, so then we did a table reading of it over Zoom in October of 2020. And it was great. I mean, the humor read, the kind of suspense read, the scares read. And so I thought, as much as I love the idea of shooting this with our friends on our phones over a couple of weekends, I think we can still shoot it with our friends.
VHS 94 and Night's End are available on Shudder, and Knives and Skin, her Tribeca 2019 festival film, is available on Hulu. For Byte, this is Tony Tolato.